And finally, Chetan, over here, much sort of hand-wringing about England's, frankly, very disappointing and dismal performances. Give us the view from your end.
I think the biggest problem for England was that they could not play spin. Or I don't really want to play to say spin, because it didn't really turn that much in Colombo. It didn't really turn at all in Palakkale. The pitches in Palakkale were very, very flat. I think it was about taking the pace off the ball against English batsmen, and probably that did the trick. I think their top order lacked experience. Probably Luke Wright was their only batsman who could have made a difference. But again, you know, as good a batsman as Luke Wright is, he's not of the quality of somebody like Kevin Peterson, who can single-handedly change games. So yes, Kevin Peterson's saga takes another victim in this long drawn-out battle between the English board and Kevin Peterson. The saga might be ending, but it's a fact now that England have gone home, and they will not bring the T20 World Cup. So yes, a little bit of factor there. The bowling also, I thought, looked a little bit one-dimensional, because the faster bowlers only had one plan to just bang it in short. I thought Steve Finn bowled very, very well, for these conditions. But Jay Dunbar didn't really impress that much. And when Tim Brisson has to sit out, and Samit Patel did fill in up very well for him, but against India, you could see that it was a bit of a one-dimensional attack. And then against West Indies also, the same problem when they hit 179 odd. I mean, West Indies didn't really have that good a match against New Zealand or Sri Lanka. But against England, they were able to hit out again. So a one-dimensional attack, a batting which was not really adept at playing slow bowling. So you couldn't really expect too much from England in this tournament.